of course, Janet, we talked to you last September or so about your last children's book, and you said that, I remember you saying that you probably thought you had some more in you and you were working on some. Why, I guess, was, what is it about this particular story, I guess, that you wanted to tell, or why was this the next one?
Well, I do remember you asking me that last year, Cameron. You said, is this just a one-off, this Silas book? And I said, gosh, no. I really was inspired in the spring of 2022 to write a second book, which this is it. Mm-hmm. There was a visitor who came to the Great House. He brought a drone, and he took video film of some Galesburg historic homes, and I was really intrigued by the thought of what that drone could see and the images that he produced. And so I would say he is the one who inspired this. I've been in mm-hmm. touch with him to let him know that it's gone this far.
Yeah.
But I did start writing bits and pieces last summer, and by November I had, you know, something familiar, what you see today.
Mm-hmm. And what sorts of things do you think about when you're making a story for kids? Are there certain things that, you know, themes or elements, I guess, that you'd need to have?
Well, my goal for the first book was to have children familiar with the Great House. They go by it every day and they ought to know. And this book is for older children. It is twice as long, the story is. And so we need, I want them to be familiar with their surroundings. In the case of this book, it will be very recognizable as Galesburg.
Mm-hmm.
So children, giving them a sense of belonging, a sense of understanding, maybe some vocabulary about some sites around town or some historic figures. I want them to feel a part of this journey that we take with the drone. And at the end of the story, the drone has been taking a video camera the whole time. And when it's reviewed, the town sees it and says, wow, Galesburg is an amazing, well, it says, this town is an amazing place to live. Nellie is proclaimed the town hero because she basically shows them mm-hmm. that the town they live in through this journey is an amazing place. And one of the things at the end says, throughout its proud history, its good-hearted people showed this town knew where it had been and where it would go.
Mm-hmm.
And I want children to feel some goosebumps that they are a part of their town, whether their town is Cleveland or St. Louis, wherever they get this, you know, book.
Yeah.
But for Galesburg children, dead on. Just this is about you and your town.
So it doesn't say Galesburg, but if you're looking at the illustrations, you can clearly recognize it as Galesburg. Is that
right?
Fair to say?
And you know, we gave you, Cameron, a prototype of the book this morning, so
yeah.
you could get a feel for all the illustrations that Nikki did.
Yeah,
22, I think there are, and they are recognizably Galesburg. But it was a fine line in writing this book, so it was open to interpretation for any child living anywhere. So
yeah.
we talk about a barber shop, a theater, a statue in the park, a tall building. And really, I want it to be open-ended so children can develop their own mind of where this drone went. Mm-hmm. I'm over 60 years old, and I have a set idea where I think this drone goes, but I would never impose that on the reader.
Sure.
So it is left open so children can decide what they think. It goes to a grocery store, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so children can understand it.
So Nikki, could you talk about how you kind of approached the illustrations? Did you get some guidance from Janet first, or and get some, I guess, work off pictures? Kind of how did you work?
Well, I think we got together early on and kind of went through some of the stanzas and the pages and kind of storyboarded more or less. And then Janet let me kind of go off on my own, and then we'd rehash and come back together and see what was working and what was not.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal, I just really wanted to make sure I was seeing what Janet wanted to see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is, the words to me are the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to make sure I was like capturing what she wanted. And it was kind of fun because there's history, like put a little bit of my own, you know, growing up in Galesburg, always coming back to Galesburg, like going to college and coming back, and I work at Sandburg, so I'm always here, and I'm trying to be, find my community was difficult at first, but I think once, you know, you start having kids and you get more exposure to the different, like, things that Galesburg has to offer, you know, it was really easy to, like, oh, this is a really cool place. This is iconically Galesburg. And so it was easy just to go and start taking pictures and taking the kids with me and, you know, seeing what do you think of this and that. And they're like, oh, yeah, that works. Like, you know, because I've got five. So they all have opinions, and they were very helpful, too.
Very cool.
When I let them in on the secret.
Is there anything, Jana, that you learned from the first go around with your book that you applied towards this, or any, I guess, lessons for people that would want to do something similar?
Oh, well, I, first of all, encourage anyone to, I would love to see a shelf full of different books for children in Galesburg written by Galesburg people. I don't think, you know, we could have too many books about Galesburg for children. First, I would love to talk to anybody that was interested in doing this. And I did learn a lot of lessons, because a year ago March, I didn't know how to self-publish, and I forged my way through. And the first book was very much an experiment. I'd hired myself, because as a publisher, I hired an editor. For this book, I ended up with two editors and a proofreader. I hired layout people and worked with them directly. So I really had my fingers on this whole thing the whole time. So this second book, being twice as long, is, which I haven't mentioned yet, Cameron, is that when we visit all of these familiar places in town, you turn the last page and we have 10 bonus pages. Mm. And in these bonus pages are easy to read historical blurbs about Galesburg. First about Knox County, about Galesburg, the tallest building downtown, the Bondi Buildings history, Knox County Courthouse history, Standish Park history, Carl Sandburg's life in short, easy to understand. We also go with the history of the Galesburg Public Library, Hope Cemetery, Knox College, Old Main at Knox College, the history of the railroad, the railroad camps, which we touch on in this book with children and give them a simple understanding of the railroad camps. We mentioned the Ronald Reagan Trail in the back of the book, the Lake Story Park history, Mother Bickerdike, the Ferris Wheel, and Orpheum Theater. All of these things are in the bonus pages for parents and teachers and children who are ready to read the true facts, so forth. And we also, in the back, I wanted maybe two photographs. I wanted a photograph that a drone took from an aerial position, and I wanted a photograph of a drone flying on Main Street. And I found, I asked around, and I found out that Bob Bondi has a drone. And Ann Golden agreed to be my photographer for all of the illustrations, one, but also came along on the drone adventures that we had in June. And it was an absolute delight to capture all these photographs. So I have decided to put in seven photographs in the back. So it's important to me, it really is important when you talk about the elements of the book, that children can dream along with the book and project, you know, imagery in their mind, because Nikki couldn't do all of the places a drone went. She could do one or two, you know, but it goes so many places and flies. There's so much imagery. I also wanted children not only to develop a roadmap or a flight pattern of the drone, but then to see what it actually looks like from 100 feet up, or, you know, I guess it goes to 200 feet. But we have some really, and then we also have some photographs that that Anne took of the drone doing its, you know, flight around. So these images, I just had to share them with everyone, and certainly spark the imagination of children too.
And obviously, you know, it's important for you to introduce Galesburg history and teach that to especially the younger generation. Can either of you, I guess, talk about why that is important?
Well, I'll go with that.
I'll let you go first.
Okay, yeah.
I will, you know, first off, I will say this is not a complete history of Galesburg. This story would have been 75 pages had I, and I had so many places in town. In fact, Cameron, I had the drone coming here in one of the stanzas,
mm-hmm.
and I could easily name five more places that I had it visiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry you didn't make
the
final.
Make the cut.
Sorry, but it goes so many places that I forget what you had asked, but.
Oh, of why it's important to teach kids the history of Galesburg.
Basic.
Yeah.
Right. So there, I've talked to teachers and adults who really want to teach the history of Galesburg to children.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my contribution to that.
Sure.
It's kind of an ode to Galesburg, and it's put in a simple form. In fact, I told you before we started that anybody just has to poke me or say hi, and I begin speaking in stanzas.
Mm-hmm.
For downtown, it's playful. It next it circled the tower of the county courthouse with ease, branching off into a city park, identifying a wide variety of trees. The drone delivered bagels to a bank, a bookshop, and a clothing store. It helped carry crates of sugar snap peas through a grocery door. The drone brushed by an artist who was painting a mural with care. Then it cut through a barber shop and trimmed a boy's hair. It tapped the door of a music store, and a trumpeter tipped his hat. In the window of a gift shop, it surprised a sleeping calico cat. Now that is getting the kids excited. Mm-hmm. And then we turn the corner and we talk about Carl Sandburg's contributions to the town. We talk about a historic cemetery. We actually go to the new library. Nikki really did some beautiful images of those places. And it stops at Knox College, where Abraham Lincoln once spoke at Old Main.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes over the railroad. It goes out to this Lake Story Park. It comes back in. And I promise, this one gets me kind of teary, this one. Mm-hmm. I think long and hard about Mother Bickerdyke, and I wanted that bridge to be what the kids see. They go over that bridge every day. I'm pretty sure there's hundreds of kids that go back and forth over that bridge and those really cool flags. So I want them to be able to speak about that, because I don't think as many children go down to the courthouse to see the statue. So I wrote, on its way, it gracefully flew over a bridge named for a nurse in the Civil War. Wounded soldiers of long ago called her mother for her devoted care. She set up battlefield hospitals and did her work with kindness and determination. Mother had once lived in this town and earned the respect of the nation. And that's what I mean by simple stories,
mm-hmm.
about Galesburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Is the book available yet?
No, it isn't. It's I'm still speaking with layout right now.
Okay.
It's really close, and my guess is I will let people know on Facebook, of course, and I would guess by September 1st or so, but I don't know. It's sort of like last year.
Okay.
I'll
stay tuned.
I will call out when it is ready, and I, of course, want everybody to go downtown to Wordsmith Bookshop to buy it.
I thought you might say that.
Support downtown. That's mm-hmm. my big thing, yeah.
Okay. So where can people follow on Facebook if they want to keep up to date on everything?
Janet Pogue Toll, author.
Author, okay.
Yeah. Jen Pogue Toll, author, but I really have to tell you something about these illustrations. Every time Nikki came to me with a handful of these illustrations, show me, I jump. I jump every time. Mm-hmm. They excite me so much because they're just so bold and rich, and they have such moving lines. So
yeah.
I think people are going to be knocked off their chairs when they see Galesburg in this way that Nikki put it out there.
I think so. With this and your last book, I think, you know, it. I'm glad that it's, you know, children all over are enjoying it, but it does, there's the lot of sense of local community pride, I think, than seeing the, you know, places that we know represented. So
and having a local artist
exactly.
Who is involved with all the kids.
I love Galesburg. I really do. I try to volunteer as much as I can. And again, having, you know, a basketball team of my own of children, I do. I like, whether it's sports or art-related projects, I try to volunteer a lot of my time back to the community just because it makes me feel good. So I feel like if this will help get more kids involved in the art center or at Sandberg doing, you know, the art things or the sports things that I offer, that'll make me super excited too. Because then, again, you got to be happy to be from here, because there's so much, like Janet said, there's so much more you could touch on. Like Dorothea Tanning is an amazing artist that was from Galesburg. Mm-hmm. She went to Knox, and we have a day. I want to make a day. Like, I want that day to be a thing. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, you could talk about so many other
things. We talked in February or March about Dorothea Tanning being on a ladder painting a mural downtown.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the things.
with Tanning written on the back of her shirt. But, you know, that was one of those things, like the, you know, that just didn't quite get done.
Right.
There's so many ways to do
so
it.
So many options.
Put it in there.
A lot of stuff in here. This thing's chock full of imagery.
Yeah. Well, anything else that we should know before we wrap up?
Ah, gosh. There is a seek and find game in the book.
Oh, yeah? Like a Where's Waldo kind of thing?
Yeah, Dusty Scott started that last year with his daughter Lucy Scott, her name being in the images.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the seek and find is the names of can you find the names of these significant people from Galesburg history? And they're hidden in the illustrations.
Mm.
So once the children get done with the book, they can look up 9 different names. You know, Dr. Standish, Carl Sandburg, George Ferris, Silas Willard, Mother Bickerdike, George Washington Gale, Chauncey Colton, Ronald Reagan, Susan Richardson. And so
that's
there's
cool.
A little bit of a game. So there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you both so much for your time, and congratulations.
All right, thanks for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Yeah.